Okay, I've got a very important economic principle to share with you here, something for you to think about. Even if you are well off, we all need to learn to live broke. And that's the title of today's podcast. Learn to live broke. I also shared this idea with my friend Dan at iAllegedly, and he's got a YouTube channel on finance. So he may do a podcast with the same name if you're wondering. That's why, because we talk a lot, share ideas and so on. But this concept is going to become really, really critical here as the economy implodes. We are looking at a depression, an economic depression, no question about it. It's actually way worse. This is going to be worse than the Great Depression. We're going to see a contraction of our economy, which has already begun, that will be absolutely just disastrous for a lot of people and a lot of lives. Many, many people, I mean millions next year, will be fired from their jobs or laid off. Millions. We're going to see unemployment rates really begin to skyrocket. Of course, the government, the way they report those numbers is dishonest, but in terms of real unemployment, we're going to go from wherever we are now, I don't know what it is now, 15%, 20%, it's going to go to 50%, but it's going to take several years to get there. But it will be at 50% of the population. You know, again, the government will never say 50%, but that's going to be the real number. So how do you navigate this and succeed? And I did a previous podcast called How to Use AI to Develop Your Personal Renaissance, which is about starting business ideas or expanding your skill set or expanding the services that you offer or finding new ways to generate revenue by using AI to help develop business proposals and reduce risks, things that are aligned with your values and beliefs and your skills. So, but that's a separate podcast. This podcast is about living on less. Learn to live broke. Now, I had a family member years ago, maybe 20 years ago, who said something to me that I never forgot. He said, everybody's broke, just on a different level. And what he meant by that is that even rich people are broke in the sense that they don't have spare cash. You know, everybody's got all their cash tied up one way or another. Whether you're living as a wealthy person or you're living as a middle-class person or an impoverished person, nobody's just sitting on piles of cash that's uncommitted, because that's kind of a waste. I mean, you're losing the purchasing power of the cash. So even wealthy people, they've got their cash put into things, whether it's investments or the stock market or gold or whatever. So it's pretty easy for everybody to say that they're broke, even if they're living like kings, right? But some people are really, truly broke in that they have no assets, they have no investments, and they have very limited income. And when you are in that place, and I have been in that place, I was in that place after I graduated from college and I moved to Taiwan. And there was a point, not only did I have about $20,000 in credit card debt at that time, because that's what I used to pay my way through college with meals, you know, food and other, you know, basic expenses, right? Transportation, gasoline, etc. And I drove a car that was so run down that the muffler was held on by a coat hanger, and there was an electrical problem, which meant that anytime it rained, if you were driving, it would stall out and you'd be stuck on the side of the road for the entire rainstorm. Okay, that's the car I drove. It was a total piece of junk. But I know what it's like to be impoverished. There was a time when I lived in Taiwan that I was down to literally the last 100 NT, which at the time was equivalent to about $4 US dollars. And I actually found 100 NT in my pocket, and I was like, oh my God, I can eat, you know? We can eat, my wife and I. We were living in Taiwan. And that was a meal for us. And at the time, I learned how to really, really conserve money. We were buying rice and eggs and eating rice and eggs because it was the cheapest way to still have a meal. Go to the grocery store, get rice and eggs, and just make, you know, egg rice, fried egg rice, fried rice with egg, or in Chinese, dan cao fan is what that's called. And I've had a lifetime of dan cao fan. I still love it, by the way. I'm not sick of it. It's still a great meal. But that's what I was living on for some time. That's how broke I was. I've been there, and maybe you've been there. And a lot of really successful people have been through that poverty because they learned critical lessons that help them later on in life. But it's always valuable to have that skill to be able to live like you're broke. So let's go through that. What does it mean to learn to live broke? It means, number one, you radically reduce your expenditures. And that means, you know, restaurants, travel, the Starbucks coffee or whatever people are buying, the luxury goods, the fashion, jeans, you know, whatever. You radically cut those things out. That's step one, and that's actually a very simple, straightforward step. But then secondly, you got to do that with your food also. And most people overspend on processed junk food. They are overspending, but they're undernourished because they're spending money on garbage at the grocery store. That's a huge mistake, and that mistake is made by people who are impoverished. So low-income people tend to buy high profit margin foods. It's crazy, right? You would think if you're low income, you would be doing what I was doing in Taiwan. You buy rice and eggs, or you buy beans, or you buy quinoa in bulk, and you make a quinoa soup meal, you know, like quinoa and salt and eggs. I mean, nothing wrong with that. That's what I ate actually when I was hiking through the Andes Mountains on a 7-day hike all the way up to Machu Picchu. And the support team that was with us, they brought quinoa and eggs and salt. And that was it. Because quinoa is very light, you can add stream water to it, boil it, you add the eggs, you add the salt, you've got quinoa egg drop soup, basically, right? Dirt cheap, but highly nutritious. And quinoa has a complete protein. It has all the essential amino acids in it, plus a lot of other things. So it's shocking to me that people who are poor, they continue to buy foods that make them more impoverished while they are typically getting diabetes and cancer and heart disease, which only worsens the whole cycle of poverty and sickness and so on, you know, pharmaceutical drug dependence, things like that. So learning to live poor actually means learn to make healthier food choices and to purchase bulk foods and make more of your own meals, which will improve your health, by the way. This is why food stamps should not be approved for purchasing soda or other processed junk foods, because it only perpetuates the cycle of poverty that people are already stuck in. So that's two things. Cut out all the luxury stuff, cut out all the processed junk food, get back to basics on your food. Another important principle is to let go of things that you no longer need, things that are depreciating or that are costing you a lot of money. For many people, that's a second vehicle or a third vehicle that they really don't need. So do you have something in your possession, that is, if you're short on cash, something that you can let go of, a vehicle, an ATV, a jet ski, a boat, I don't know, an RV, something you don't need, consider letting it go. Now, there's a critical principle here about all of this, and it begins with a question: why do so many Americans and Westerners, why do they live beyond their means in the first place? And you know, some people are just shopping addicts that just love to have new stuff all the time. But for most people, it's social standing. They want to impress their friends effectively with their house or their truck or their, you know, their horse or whatever the case may be. There's a lot of that in our culture. People want to look like, you know, the big man or the big woman. They want to look successful. They want to have people over at their house. And they want to have parties there because this is all part of their social circle. So they want to look rich, even if they're living on credit for everything. And that's a very dangerous cycle to get caught up in. And a lot of people are caught in that. And you can end up in bankruptcy with that kind of approach. So, not trying to be judgmental, but I would just say that if you're in that kind of a situation, you might want to take a second look at the quality of your friends. Because if your friends judge you on the square footage of your house, okay, again, not trying to be judgmental, but maybe those aren't the in-depth kind of friends that you deserve. Maybe you deserve a higher level friend who is less shallow. I'm just saying. That's up to you to determine, clearly, obviously. But hopefully you surround yourselves with people who care about your character, people who care about your intellect, your values, not the size of the house in which you live. And a couple of decades ago, when I was living in Oregon, it's very interesting because there was an elderly couple that lived down the street that my wife and I became good friends with. This elderly couple lived in a tiny rundown blue shack, you could really call it. But that didn't matter. We loved to visit them and had conversations and shared tea with them and whatever. And my wife and I always assumed that they were poor. And so sometimes we brought them food. You know, just like pick up an extra couple of meals at a restaurant, bring it to them, you know, sit down, have a meal together, have a nice chat conversation. And this couple, they were really interesting people. They were really intriguing. So, you know, we would visit from time to time. And then later on, came to find out that parked behind his blue shack in his rundown, junk-looking, nearly collapsed garage, he had a vehicle. I think it was called a Viper or something. It had 16 cylinders. It was a high-end supercar, like a luxury race car type of thing. I think it was called a Viper. And turns out the guy was a multimillionaire. And he bought that car for fun. He just liked to drive it around every once in a while. But we never talked about the car except until after we knew him for a long time. Turns out they were millionaires. They chose to live in that house because it was more familiar. It reminded them of the way that they grew up. And I never even knew how he earned his money. I don't know. But it didn't matter. I never judged him based on him having money because I thought he was impoverished. I mean, I would bring him food, for God's sake, right? And you're going to find that that's the case with a lot of people. Just because somebody dresses down doesn't mean that they're impoverished. I mean, if you saw me walking around town, you would have no idea what I do. Or if you saw me walking through a hardware store with my ranch pants, you know, half covered in dirt and chicken feed crumbles and whatever, you just assume I'm a rancher guy. I'm a Texas farm guy shopping for tools or whatever. Yeah. That's because I do that on purpose. I don't want you to assume anything other than that. But then again, I don't try to impress people in political circles or social circles or anything like that. I've got no interest in that. Anyway, I'm not judging you if you do. If, you know, maybe your social circle requires you to dress up better. I get that. I understand. If you're in the business executive world or the Washington, D.C. world or the political world, you know, you gotta dress up. You gotta tuck your shirt in, which I don't do. You got to wear a tie, which I don't do, you know, except on rare occasions. So I get it, and I'm not judging it. Just saying that in achieving the mission of learning to live broke, you may need to let go of ideas of what it means to be successful. Because it's not about how much jewelry you have. It's not about the square footage of your home. You know, the larger your home, the more you got to clean, by the way. I mean, you spend half your life sweeping the floor. If your house is big enough and every toilet you have in your house needs maintenance, you know, some of you have like 5 bathrooms in your house, you know, there's always something wrong with one of them, right? See, I don't have that problem. I have one bathroom. And yeah, well, when something went wrong, I had to pee outside, but I fixed it as quickly as I could. And, you know, back online. I don't have to worry about 5 toilets. There's a kind of calm that comes from living on less, that is having less stuff to deal with in your life, at least in my opinion, because I have enough other projects anyway. I'm working on so many things in my business, you know, launching new platforms for you. A book generator is what we're working on next. You know, the AI engine, sensor.news, etc. And food formulations and doing interviews and shows in the studio. I got enough going on. I don't need to deal with 5 toilets at home, you know. I don't have to buy 5 plungers. I got to make sure there's toilet paper on all 5 toilet paper rollers, etc. I got to make sure there's towels, all good towels in all 5 bathrooms. And oh my God, I don't have the mental bandwidth for that. I'm working on other stuff. So simplifying your life is not, it's not a failure. It's a success. Simplify wherever you can. Learn to live on less. Be mentally okay with it. Even if you are extremely wealthy listening to this, having the skill of living on less or living broke can serve you well. And given the unpredictability of our world, you never know when you're going to lose your entire, you know, bank account or stock portfolio or crypto account or whatever. Probably gold and silver are the most reliable. But you may have a significant portion of your assets tied up in stocks. And who knows? We could be in World War III tomorrow, or there could be a bank collapse, and it could be your bank, or, you know, right? Anything can just vanish. But what doesn't vanish is your skill set, your mindset, your philosophy that can carry you through anything. So assess your own life and ask yourself the question, could I live broke? If all the income stopped and if I lost most of my stuff here, could I live on less? And if the answer is yes, you're in a great position. If you can live on less, you're doing well. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And speaking of living on less, we have our Black Friday sale happening this week where we're giving away the most free gifts and the most discounts ever, because we know the economy is very tough for a lot of people right now. So here's the special VIP code. Go to healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. That's BF as in Black Friday. BFVIP. And starting on Wednesday at 11 a.m., we have the Black Friday specials and the free gifts, different gifts every day. You place a certain amount of an order, you get a gift or more gifts if you place a higher amount, etc. It's all explained there. You can load up on free gifts and get the best discounts that you're ever going to see from us during this Black Friday event. So take advantage of it while we've got it. Again, healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. And thank you for your support. Take care. Our biggest sale of the year is about to begin here at Health Ranger Store. And I'm going to walk you through some of the really deep discounts and specials that we have together this year and bonus items. This is the best value that we've ever put together because we know that everybody's hurting in this economy and we want to give you more value for your dollar. So let me walk you through this. It's you're going to love it. So first of all, go to healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. BF means Black Friday. So BFVIP, here's the page. And you can sign up to be alerted via email when this sale goes active, which is November 11th. Or you can just start shopping with us on November 11th. And here's some of the specials you're going to see. So first of all, we have all these amazing discounts that are detailed on the page. If you scroll down, you'll see discounts 20%, 30%. And then we've got many different discounts from our vendors that are even much higher. We've got vendor discounts that are as high as 50%. And we've got discounts on many of our in-house products that I'm going to describe here coming up. So let me walk you through some of these discounts and some of the bonus items. No matter what you buy, when you purchase $99 or more, not only do you get this issue of our Natural News Collector's Edition magazine that people absolutely love because it's filled with articles and how-to information and nutritional information. You also get, for every order that's, again, $99, you get this free gift right here. Here it is. This is our blueberry vanilla pancake mix that everybody loves. This, together with our Natural News magazine, has an additional value of $45. So if you spend $99, you get another $45 of free bonus items on top of that. And if you spend $199 on anything in our store, and if you just buy, for example, one of our chef's knives from Dawson Knives, then that's over $199. You instantly qualify for all these free gifts. You get the Natural News Magazine, you get the Blueberry Vanilla Pancake Mix, and then you get this, the Adaptogenic Ginger Latte. This is an instant latte mix. It's incredibly delicious. It's made with ginger and our Seven Treasures mushroom powder, and the combined value of that is $75. So that's $75 in additional gifts if you spend $199. And then if you spend $299, then you get all these gifts plus the Daily Immune Complex blend. That's the 2-ounce tincture right there. Certified organic, laboratory tested, just packed with herbs that help support your natural immune function on top of all the other gifts. So that value is $108. So we're doing our best to give you free gifts. And on top of that, we've got extraordinary discounts. Let me go through some of them. Show this shot here on my desk. Everything that you see on the desk here is discounted. Some of these are called doorbuster deals. Some of these are discounted 20%, like the Hydrate Elementals, or the 5G Defense Powder, or the Collagen Joint Support with Black Currant. Those are the stick packs. Garden Harvest Blend. Health Rangers Organic Hemp Juvenate is also discounted an additional 20% off the current price. We have the Adaptogen Ginger Latte. We've got Dried Mango, which, where did that go? It's up front. It's super delicious. Lucuma Powder, our Soft Dried Apple Slices, our Super Protein Chocolate and Vanilla, all vegetarian proteins there, and many other products. Everything that you see here is discounted from 20% on down. Some of it's 12%, some of it's 10%, etc. So take advantage of this. Again, go to the webpage, healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. And beginning November 11th, this special is available only to our VIP customers and those of you watching this video. This is not something that we publicly announce to other lists or on social media. You either have to watch this video or be a VIP customer in order to even know about this. You're going to get these great discounts. And then we've negotiated huge discounts with our vendors. Everybody from Bed Voyage to Delilah Home to Nahaya Active Organics and many others. And some of these are up to 55% discounts. I'm just looking through the list right now. Here's organic cotton bath towels, 42% off, which is huge. We've got from Nahaya Organics, like 24 karat gold intensive C nutrient moisturizer is 35% off. There are numerous examples of this, hundreds of these items, from bamboo pillowcase sets to hammocks to the lightweight personal steam sauna and spa to the Crazy Beaver shovels that I've interviewed the founder there. Those are also on sale, and much more. The Red Life phototherapy devices, the belt, the panels, the hand glove, the knee device, these are on sale typically anywhere from 30% off to, in some cases, up to 75% off on certain items from that brand. So it's too much to go through right here. The bottom line is this. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP, you're going to have access to all of this a day before our Black Friday sale begins. And once our Black Friday sale begins, then, you know, of course, we have different specials each day during the sale, which begins November 13th. But that's when we're going to start running out of products, especially the popular products and the deeply discounted products. So this day ahead here, this pre-sale, the VIP early access, allows you to get these products, number one, while they're in stock, while they're discounted the most, and while you have all the bonus items that we include based on how much you spend. And again, those expenditure levels are $99, $199, or $299. We are really doubling down on making it worth your investment in your health to buy honest, laboratory-tested, clean foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. We want to give you extra value so that you get more for your dollar. And we understand the economy is tough right now. We understand that everything's going up in price. We understand the supply chains are kind of wrecked right now, and we're doing our best. And we've been out of stock on a lot of products for some time, but we have really good inventory right now. We've been manufacturing like crazy for the last few months, getting ready for this event. And we're discounting it to make it more affordable to you so that you can help yourself live a more healthful, clean foods life, and you can support our mission. So remember, what we're giving away goes beyond all these discounts and all these bonus items. We're giving out free AI tools for nutritional research, for reversing chronic degenerative disease, or learning the techniques of how to do that. It's all in our AI engines that we give out for free at brightyou.ai. You can download it and use it for free. We have our new online tools like censored.news or vaccineforensics.com. And we've spent a couple of $1 million building those tools and giving them away for free. You don't pay a penny to use those. It's unlimited use forever at no cost. And how do we afford to do that? Well, it's because you support us at healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. That's Black Friday VIP. Every purchase helps us build more tools and give them away to the world for free. Tools that empower you with knowledge about health and nutrition and freedom and so much more. So thank you for your support, and take advantage of this sale. It's our biggest sale of the year, the deepest discounts of the year. Many of these prices you will never see again. Ever. You'll never see some of these prices because of inflation and supply chain issues. So take advantage, healthrangerstore.com/BFVIP. And thank you for your support. Take care.